Chapter 10. Marigold was both shocked and impressed that Nori had brought her dreg to school. Apparently some of the Flickers had done the same thing. She heard about it at recess. The teachers had confiscated Juice Juice and several others. Marigold had hated leaving Sparklepuff and Tootsie back at home, especially Sparklepuff. All day she missed the way he contorted himself into the funniest positions, how he leapt in the air when he was surprised. She loved how he made her smile, and the way people clustered around her to see what Sparklepuff was doing next. The splits, a backbend. She also missed everyone playing with their dregs together. She had never been part of something like that before. The party? The dreg dash in the cafeteria? It was wonderful. Maybe she could invite some of her friends over after school for another dreg dash. The day felt dull and boring without dregs. When Layla showed up for her afternoon tutoring session, Marigold was happy for the distraction. "Come on, M. Boogie, let's do this thing," Layla said. "Today is going to be awesome." Marigold expected them to go to the library or maybe to the coffee shop. But this time, Layla walked out to the schoolyard. The two of them sat next to each other on swings. It was too late in the day for anyone to be at recess. Layla pumped her legs and swung up high. Marigold swung too. "All right, kiddo," Layla said. "The method I taught you for bigging things up allows your magic to work through your hands and forehead, yes? Shrinking things with your hands, bigging things up with your head?" "Yes," Marigold glowed. Layla was so smart. "Okay, cool. So, we've got that part figured out. You use your hands to shrink and your forehead to big up. How's it going? Did you practice?"
"I did, and some parts of it are good," Marigold said. "But I'm still having trouble."
"What's wrong?" asked Layla. Marigold explained about the fruit and the toothbrushes and couch pillows.
"Of course, I'm really happy about finally being able to make stuff big, especially the fruit. I just wish I had more control over my magic."
She told the story of the jumbo dumpling.
"Wow."
"It upset my granddad, and the waitstaff would have had to deal with it if we hadn't had a tote bag with us."
Layla slowed her swing. "Listen, you don't have to let other people's opinions bother you, Marigold. You could just be proud that you made a giant dumpling."
"That's not it. What bothers me is that I always used to be able to shrink things whenever I wanted."
Layla nodded thoughtfully. Then she hopped off the swing and grabbed a basketball lying in the flyball court. "Grow this." Marigold bigged up the basketball just a bit. "Bigger," said Layla. Marigold put a little more power behind it, and the basketball became the size of an extra-large pumpkin.
"Hurrah!"
Layla enlarged herself, just like she had that day in the library, and dribbled the big basketball from one end of the flyball court to the other in 5 strides. Then she blinked hard and shrank back to her usual size. She rested her arm on top of the basketball and grinned.
"I personally appreciate this giant basketball."
"Coach might not," Marigold said. "He's the PE teacher."
"All right, well, let's see if you can shrink it."
Marigold tried. The basketball stayed big. "Could it be a timing problem?" she asked Layla. "Like, maybe I can't shrink something if I've just bigged it up? Maybe there's too much, leftover bigging magic? Could that be it?"
"Let's explore that idea," said Layla. "Shrink the swing set."
"Will you regrow it if I can't?"
"Maybe it would be better if you figured out how to do it yourself."
"Yeah, but what if I can't? I don't want everyone to be upset with me."
"Who cares what they think?" said Layla.
"I'll shrink this stick," said Marigold, picking one up from the ground.
She didn't need to think about the snapshot of herself to shrink it. Her fingers and head tingled, and zoop!
The stick was the size of her finger.
Marigold was pleased to find she had stopped it at just the size she'd meant to. That wasn't something she could have done at the start of the school year.
"Nice tiny stick," said Layla. And now we know that you can shrink right after bigging up. No rest time needed. So the problem must be shrinking what you've just bigged.
Should I try to big it back up? Asked Marigold.
Sure, said Layla. Marigold put her fingertips to her temple and concentrated.
Nothing happened. She tried again. Nothing happened.
I think if you're bigging up something you just shrank, you have to treat it differently, said Layla. Imagine it like you normally would. Enlarge it in your head like you normally would. But use a gentler touch. Don't force the stick to grow bigger. Coax it, like maybe it's a little scared. It helps to think of objects you're working with as alive, even though they're not. Flickers learn that when they study how to turn things invisible. They call it learning to coax.
Marigold concentrated.
She enlarged her imaginary snapshot, and she tried to coax the stick at the same time. Zwoop! She managed to make the stick go back to its normal size.
Hurrah!
Layla whooped. Let's do more, she cried. The rest of the lesson went well. Layla taught Marigold some more flicker techniques of coaxing. They shrank and then regrew a water bottle, a necklace, and a used tissue Layla dug out of her pocket. Finally, Marigold shrank the basketball back to its normal size. Success! What a relief. Now if Marigold shrank something by accident, she would be able to bring it back to normal again. It was a real breakthrough. She planned to go to Mr. Wang in the library and make his books big again, right after school. We're done for today, Layla said, reaching out to give Marigold a high five. Could we be more awesome? I think not. The two of them headed back to Ms. Starr's room. When they reached the door, Nori stormed out holding a bathroom pass. Her brow was furrowed, and she stopped in front of Marigold.
I'm so mad, Nori said. I don't even have to use the bathroom. I just had to get out of that classroom.
Then she turned into a dritten, blew a small amount of fire down the hallway, dropped the bathroom pass, and flew off in the direction of the restrooms. Layla whistled.
That kid has some impressive magic. What's she so mad about?
Marigold explained about the dregs and the new ban, plus what had happened this morning with Nori getting her dreg taken away.
It's really unfair, said Marigold. It's like the teachers have all the power. They even get to decide how we play.
As Marigold talked, Layla made comments like, no way, and are you kidding me right now? And, okay, oh my gosh, I cannot even.
Nori's hosting an emergency after-school meeting today to talk about ways of fighting back, Marigold said. She passed around notes during literature.
Sweet, said Layla. You kids have more power than you realize. I mean, if the dregs really are important to you, definitely make your opinion heard.
But how?
Layla slung one arm around Marigold, pulled her close, and drove her knuckles into Marigold's scalp. Marigold felt a bit like a puppy.
Protesting is a way of raising your voice, Layla said.
Last month, I organized a walkout of my whole magical studies department. Of the grad students, anyway. We were fighting for fair payment for the teaching assistants, you know?
Marigold nodded. The cool thing was, it started out with just four of us. We thought nobody else cared. And maybe it wouldn't work. But once the four of us walked out, other people walked out.
Soon, there were no students in the department. And that's why the assistants got their raise. Layla pointed at Marigold. You guys can raise your voices, too. Yeah, you're fighting for a toy, not a major social issue. But you still can find a way to say what's important to you. Speak up if you don't think the rule is fair.
For sure, Marigold said.
That a girl,